Hearing Suite on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
So there are many different things that you need to do in the bathroom, whether that's having a shower, washing your hair, going to the toilet. One of the things, though, that a lot of people need to do, or perhaps aren't getting quite right, is cleaning your ears. So I thought to answer this question of how we should and what we shouldn't be doing, I would come to the Hearing Suite in Harrogate. I'm here with Emily. Hello, Emily.
Hello, thank you for coming.
Thank you very much. I'm about to learn a few new things about cleaning ears. But first, the Hearing Suite, you are based at the Mowbray Square Medical Centre in Harrogate. So you're just off Skipton Road, not too far from the Odeon Cinema in the town centre. You do all sorts of things. One of them is cleaning ears. We went out and about and we asked a few people how they feel about cleaning ears. Would you like to hear what they said?
Definitely, yeah.
Okay, let's have a listen. Do you clean your ears, and how do you clean your ears?
I wash my face and then I sort of like wash my ears, but like rinse it with water. I don't actually put, like, because it's not good to poke your ears with okay. stuff, yeah.
Why do you think it's not good to?
Because you can hit your eardrum. And sometimes they can get stuck in the ears, so okay. yeah, I don't do that.
I use earbuds, which you're not supposed to, but I do.
Why do you think you're not supposed to?
Because it's dangerous, but I do anyway.
Do you clean your ears, and how do you clean your ears?
Well, I tend to clean them in the shower, but then I use a cotton bud to dry them because you get water washing around in there, it's uncomfortable. I'm not sure I was always told you wash everywhere when you're in the bath, from being a kid, all your important places, and I never liked the feeling of water on my ear, so I always use a cotton bud just to sort of soak up the water that's left in there.
Okay, Emily, are they quite similar to the opinions that you usually have when it comes to cleaning those ears?
Yeah, a lot of people come in and talk about the different things they've done. When I come to clean somebody's ears, I always ask them if they've done anything themselves already, and I'd say a lot of people have had a bit of a go with a cotton bud. Mm-hmm. That tends to be one of the factors that's caused the problem.
Oh, right, okay. I am 100% one of those people. I have a box of cotton buds, and I quite enjoy cleaning my ears. I quite enjoy the feeling of making sure they're all clean. What's the likelihood that I'm going to cause damage to my ears?
So I think a lot of people think that the big risk with a cotton bud is that they'll push it through their eardrum. Mm-hmm. And that is a risk, but it's very unusual. So the first part of the ear is where the wax is produced. And when you use the cotton bud and you get that bit out on it, that's what you're seeing.
Mm-hmm. Which is satisfying.
Really satisfying. It does feel nice. People often report that. But for every bit that you get out, you've pushed twice as much further down. And when it goes down into that next section of the ear canal, into the bony section, that's when moving your jaw or kind of fishing around with a cotton bud won't bring it out.
Right.
That's when you'd need some help in having it taken out. I think what's really important is being able to see what you're doing. So what we do here is we use the high-powered ear, nose and throat microscope so that we have 20 times magnification and we can see into the ear canal really, really clearly. And then use the tiny Hoover just to gently lift the pieces of wax that are causing a blockage.
On the subject of wax, there must be a purpose as to why that's there. What is earwax for?
Earwax is a protection mechanism. So it's antibacterial and it's to stop any kind of bugs or infections getting into the ear. In itself, it's not actually dirty, mm-hmm. It's just a natural substance.
Of other things that I know possibly are misconceptions of cleaning ears, using liquid and possibly water. I know there was one man who said he likes to wash his ears with water and then just dry them with a cotton bud. And I have heard people before talk about tipping olive oil in their ears. Are they complete no-goes? Are they actually quite good?
Again, they're things that people do. So if you think around the water, a lot of people talk about taking the shower head and squirting it into their ears to clean them. You can't see what you're doing. And when people get water in the wax tends to swell. So a lot of people I see suddenly need their wax removing. And it's because they've had some wax in their ear. They've got water into their ear, either showering, swimming, and that wax has swollen up. With olive oil, when people go to the doctor with a build-up of wax, they'll often be told to put olive oil in the ear. And it's good advice. The reason they're told to do it is because it makes it easier to syringe. I am cautious with olive oil because if the wax is in the first part of the ear, if you haven't used a cotton bud, putting some olive oil in can be helpful. But if the wax has gone further down into the ear, then no amount of olive oil will help. So the way we do it is we have a little video camera. So it gives people the opportunity to just see if there is a blockage, if there isn't a blockage. I get a few people coming through just for the very short complimentary check I do, literally for that reason, because they're not sure if there's a blockage. ENT consultants would say that you should never put anything smaller than your elbow in your ear.
Okay.
So what I would say is when you feel your ear, the kind of bowl of your ear, you'll feel a ridge just as you start to get to your ear canal, to the opening.
Yeah.
I would use a damp flannel, a face cloth, and kind of wipe the ear up to that ridge. When people are trying to dry their ears from the shower, the ear canal does take a little while to dry. The studies show it's about 4 hours.
Oh, right.
I used to work with an ear, nose and throat consultant who, when his children went swimming, he would take a hairdryer on a cool setting and just waft them over his children's ears just to speed that process up.
If people want to get in touch, then Emily, here at the Hearing Suite, as we mentioned, you are pretty town central in Harrogate, a couple of minutes away from the Odeon Cinema, just near Skipton Road. How do they get in touch, and what would your advice be?
So with the wax removal, they could go onto our website. So it's thehearingsuite.co.uk. They could give us a ring and have a bit of a chat about what's been going on, or send an email. And yeah, we can look what we can do to help.
The Hearing Suite on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.